All right, so what we learned this week?
That French Reggie just wanted to know about nigga dicks.
Oh, you did?
He did. He had a lot of dick questions.
French Reggie, now that you've reflected, do you have any final questions? What were his questions? First, he said, does it look good, right?
And asked me, was I circumcised?
No. Do you think your dick looks good?
Yes.
Did you answer that?
No.
Okay. Second question was, are you circumcised? Did you answer that?
No.
French Reggie, you've had a week to reflect. Is there anything else? Any
more dick questions?
Anything else?
From all of his stories, something doesn't make sense about his dick. Because apparently he has a curve, but apparently it might be not circumcised. And then, but because if he has a curve, it's not cute. You know what I'm saying? If he has the curve, cute. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
Hey, this nigga, J-Man, I'm
so what's the question,
this nigga is gay.
Hold on. So what's the question?
I don't think you got it.
You gonna ask me if my dick is tan now?
I don't think you really got what he said he got down there.
Like, what you mean?
You gonna ask me how big his dick is now?
Nah, I don't even need to know. I just don't think.
What do you mean? What he said is down there?
Like he thinks that he got the magic stick. I just think it's just a stick. I don't know if there's any magic behind it.
Yeah, if that is not the gayest shit ever, dog. Hey, I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time for this nigga come out and he gonna start cross dressing. It's gonna happen. He's in the process, and it's just me right now. This nigga is just. On this side of the table, nigga want to know about dicks. I'm not going there.
He's a dick PI. Listen, we've known this.
Yeah, we've known this.
Ever since he started looking at the biggest dicks and smallest dicks in the world.
He had done that research before.
He brought that info to the show.
You think this nigga print watch too?
So,
man, do you think this nigga print watches? He realized his dicks look better in certain jeans and certain shorts versus others.
Hold up. His own print watching?
I'm talking about he's watching Prince, nigga. Okay. Whether it be me, you, anybody.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Check it out. Hold up. Do you like say, oh, Nigerian, like, oh, that nigga, like, do you glance down and be like,
no.
does he fit in the category?
No,
is he typical?
I do not.
But like, honestly, though, if you find a nigga from Congo, do you like,
that's not the first thought.
It's
in my
like this, J Mac, you seen super bad. You seen super bad, right? Remember when he said he started just drawing pictures of dicks?
Right.
And he had an alien and all that shit. French, are you sure you just not watching dicks?
So you have no more questions?
No more questions.
Okay.
I realized what I learned actually was that it's not just, I guess, Haiti. But it's all of the Caribbean that don't say H's.
Well, that's what Carl Tyrone said. Is he Caribbean though?
He's in Florida. He might as well be.
He threw out one word, that tree.
Tree, yeah.
Tree.
And that was
like,
the proof.
Like one, two, tree.
Right.
And it was like, okay, but again, there's T, there's the H is gone, and it's tree.
But I wasn't saying H is not used like that though. I was talking about at the beginning. They don't pronounce the H.
Yeah, we don't. Well,
they just cut it all out the word.
How do they say that ABCs, be honest? You had that shit.
ABCDEFGH.
No, that's not. No.
So why don't you call it HD?
HD.
Instead of 80.
Yeah, I thought you were
Haiti
saying HD.
Is English.
I thought that was high definition. I was like, you know they got HD. You know, nigga. what was the beta tape that just got over there?
Who?
The beta max VHS tape that you said, because he didn't know about Ivan Drago. It was,
No, it wasn't Ivan Drago, was it?
What was it? What was he saying?
The Rocky dude.
It wasn't Rocky, that was another movie. They just got Running Scared? No. I don't remember. They just got that bitch, though.
What movie was that, Fredre? You don't remember that we
Officer
were talking
Gentleman?
About? That we were talking about just got to Haiti?
The Never Ending Story?
No. It was fucking Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans. They just got
to talk about Hercules.
The original one. The original
right,
one.
Right, with the metal owl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even like men is, it's H-O-M-M-E.
What are we talking about?
Like men. How do we say men? Lom. H-O-M. Sometimes we
Lom is pronounced H.
No, like you put that L with the apostrophe when you saying the man. But men
Lom?
What the fuck?
But men is just
What are we talking about?
I think we got to get
real. Because I'm going back with the H thing. Like you.
But what is a man? I don't know if there's an H in man, is there?
No, I'm talking about in our language, it's
There's an H in man?
But it's spelled H-O-M-M-E, but we don't say home.
J-Man, I'm going to find a real fucking Haitian, and we're going to fact check this motherfucker.
He's a real
Haitian. I think he's doing more Spanish, and he's pulling the fluff over. This is bullshit. This is bullshit, because that nigga said Hermes, and he was doing all that shit. I'm like, we're going to have to. Yeah, you're a real Haitian, but nigga, you Americanized.
We learned that Haiti don't fuck with herpes. herpes, HIV, or
anything with H's.
No H's.
They were ahead of the game, and we've learned that all fucking bad fucking STDs start with H's.
Yes, all the killers.
All the ones that don't go away.
The ones that never leave.
Yeah, the ones that if you get a fucking STD, just don't get one that starts with H. You'll be all
right. Right.
If the bitch don't start with an H, thank God.
Tell that to the Tuskegee experiment.
Man, and you know, I mean,
they had syphilis, right?
But syphilis, yeah. I think, though, you know, I mean, they let them niggas, they didn't get medicine, though. They didn't give no medicine.
I know about syphilis. Somebody said back in the day, the shit had bust open like a hot dog. That was the only thing when I was growing up. I didn't know much about syphilis.
So syphilis make your dick bust open like a hot dog?
I don't know.
Honestly, but that would make me wear a condom.
Really?
If a motherfucker told you
how fat a hot dog gets before it splits?
But sometimes it just split at the tip.
Shit would be so fucking fat.
Sometimes it just split right there at that tip.
What if you got syphilis just long enough to make it real plump? You know what I'm saying? Right before the bus. Oh, you just got to catch it. It's a dice game. It's a dice game, my nigga.
Reminds me of this fucking place we used to go eat at. They had fried hot dogs. Fried hot dogs are the shit. And they had them by, you know, a splitter, because like the longer you fry it, the more fucking it breaks apart and it kind of mangles itself. So you got a one splitter, and then they had some other name, but a splitter was like just a medium fried.
I would go for one split if it was a fat, you know, if it was a fat dick around that split. If it was like just, you know what I'm saying? Like Monster Energy.
What?
Monster Energy can. You know what I'm saying? I'll deal with one split for that.
So this shit just
for
got
how
it.
Long,
he,
though?
He talking about if your shit just got that plump, but right there, that plumpness. Right, you know what I'm saying? That girth.
I told you about the nigga that I told you that shot his dick up with cocaine when we were in high school, right?
Really?
Yes. The white boy shot his dick with cocaine, said the fucking hard on, it lasted for fucking days. Like, right. He talking about he wearing his girl out. Then that shit didn't work no more.
Oh, come on. I don't believe that.
I don't know. Listen, you fucking, what the commercial says 4 hours, nigga, you cannot go days.
So that's cocaine. That's not on a commercial. There's no cocaine in the dick commercial.
I think you busted capillaries, man. There's some blood.
I obviously bust something. There's a split in this motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
Obviously bust
you
something.
You could go too far.
Tell that to your girl. They're like, no, you couldn't. No, hell, you couldn't. Oh my God, that's disgusting. What else did we learn? We learned that Jake Smooth will pull a pistol on your motherfucking ass. You better not be the one he likes. You better be a bitch he don't really like.
Right. Thank God you that bitch.
Yeah. So it's actually he's actually been doing the right thing, breaking these girls' hearts, because he really don't care about them. So
I guess.
I don't know about that. Dude, Rich Reggie, you're like a fucking pendulum.
You're the worst feminist.
Yeah.
He's like a what?
I never said I was a feminist.
You actions have.
Yeah. When you cape for the women, you cape for them, bro.
Yeah, there's certain things that they need caping for, and there's certain things they don't need caping for.
And then you swing
for
to the other side, and they'd be like, I hate these bitches. Right. I love these bitches.
There's no in between.
They're the fucking soul of the universe. These bitches are fucking the worst thing ever.
The original sin.
Right.
God damn.
So we learn all of us have some possessiveness in us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm definitely in
that. It's a human characteristic.
I let it be known. Like, don't play.
Nah, you niggas in the Slack the other day was talking about, I don't feel a certain way about a girl's accent. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
A certain girl, what?
No.
I don't want to start that shit up now. We don't have time. It was just what we learned, right.
That's a whole topic. Let's talk about that.
That's a topic. We'll figure that out next week. What else we got, though? We learned that Jay Smooth still sucks at trivia.
Oh, still.
Smoothie Nation was representing that.
How you go 4-3 in 1 week?
Hey, it was just Smoothie Nation. I was just representing.
0-3, my nigga.
In one week.
In 0-3? How did I go 0-3?
You did one time the first show and twice on the second show. You asked for a double.
So you lost the oil dealer and then fucking
call Tyrone twice.
I'm gonna tell you something. What I normally do is the first time I go against somebody, I let them win.
Are you really gonna say now the what we learned? You're really gonna still?
I didn't know some of those.
This is what you lost.
I had the Bundy shit right, but I just didn't know. the Bundy shit.
Dude, don't be honest.
I'm going to tell you something. Beyonce have all these fucking words that's in the whole fucking set that don't have really nothing to do with this
no,
shit.
I told
and
you,
it's key words that you have to.
I told you he Miranda's you, and that's what happens. Like, that's why niggas talk.
This nigga talking about the nigga that's flying and his the wax melted on his wing.
No. The word, what was it? Devout? No, it wasn't devout. It was, and I said he used Miranda in him, but he said a word.
About the Icarus?
No, it wasn't about the Icarus one. It was from the first show. And basically, you used a word that niggas don't know what that even means. Like, so when a nigga gets Miranda and they say, hey, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you can and will be using. So niggas don't even understand what that means. Like, and that's what happens when you say the questions, the way you format it.
It's going to be used against you.
Right.
Well, I put the can in there.
When they say anything you say can, they don't even say can. They let you know it can, but then they also follow it up and say will. There's not even a fucking
chance. There's no reason for the can.
It's not a possibility.
Yeah, this is going to be used against you. Shut up.
We will use everything that you say against you.
Yeah.
And niggas still be like, man, let me tell you what happened.
But this is what,
because they don't understand.
What mythological figure, is there something wrong there?
No.
Okay. Nope. Flew too close to the sun. Something wrong with that?
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't that question.
And fell into the sea.
It wasn't that question.
What's the first with the oil dealer questions?
I don't have those anymore.
Oh, okay. I think it was that one. Because the word you said, and he got hung up on that word. He's like, you know, how can I answer that question when I don't even really understand it, you know, because you're using words in the question that don't make sense to me. So, Smooth, what I think you should learn is that...
I got to start back, nigga, when I was younger, nigga. You're not going to get this shit overnight, J-Man. And the bullshit that Beyonce is being give you... Nigga,
5 years we've been doing this.
No, nigga, but the questions that he...
You should be better by now,
but I'm
going
to tell you something. I'm not reading. I'm not going back to the thesaurus. Nor am I going to encyclopedia. Nor am I motherfucking going to research all the fucking actors and actresses movies and shit. I watch movies, nigga, for just
entertainment. Okay, we should give him a topic.
No. First, Alley Cat said in the Slack, next week we're going to reverse Fat and Jay up. So that means now you're going to pick questions and we're going to go against somebody. So you have to get 10 questions for next week.
10 questions.
Now here's the thing. I don't want you just looking on a website and finding some question that you have no idea what the fuck it means. It's got to be something.
Well, I don't know if y'all know be knowing that shit. This nigga flying too close to the sun, and then this nigga flying too close to the sun.
This is how I pick questions, right? So in the beginning, I was just going out of my brain, right? Then I just ran out of questions. So what I would do is I'd go online, I'd find a trivia question thing, and I would look for questions that I knew the answer to. And I would do those.
Most of them I don't know.
But that's not, but what I'm saying
but
is.
I don't know that.
But that's what reverse fattening up is.
So I know that.
It needs to be something that you would know the answer to.
Okay.
And then you're going to quiz us on it.
So again, when you come.
So if you don't know the fucking answer, don't pick that one.
Okay. Or if you say some shit like buddy cop movie.
We're going to know.
We're going to know that you didn't make that up.
Which buddy cop movie?
But the thing about it is, what I can do is go back and think about shit that you guys have said that y'all know and things like that. And then have the questions related to
it. I don't give a fuck. As long as you don't even have to know the answer, but you got to know something about this topic.
I would.
Don't just be like talking about molecular.
10 of them.
Molecular energy.
I get that.
No question, because you would not know the answer to that.
I got you.
Nigga, okay, stop playing.
How
much I want to bet he's not even going to bring the questions?
Nigga, stop. I bet you $20. Right now.
You can't 20. Bet. It would have to be a bet between us.
Nigga, like, bet me 20.
If you bet, it said fuck the...
Bet me 20 bucks.
I don't know why you scared.
No, nigga, what you scared?
What's the difference between me and Beyonce?
So we're betting two bets. 20 bucks, me and you. This is a side bet. It's called side bet.
Okay.
$20 that I do the 10.
I bet you. Come on.
He's going to do it? He's going to do it now?
Because you don't even like me enough to do it.
You're only going to do it now because I put money on it.
No. What we learned too, nigga, you don't come back to the show with a utility white t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
We'll catch y'all next week.